talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss MP.
What's up, Lady Ballers? We are back. 200th episode.
Can you believe that? How the hell did that happen?
I'm pretty proud of us. It is a labor of love, but it's been so fun and just a great journey so far. We've interviewed so many amazing people. Like, I was just going through it this morning. It's just crazy how many people we've spoken to.
I know. I also want to say every time I listen to our podcast episodes, I am inspired and I learn something that I wish that I could just like go back and, you know, change when we were playing in college and in high school. So it's our podcast is amazing. So thank you so much for everyone who's been listening, and hopefully you're taking away those key points too, and it's helping you improve your game.
Absolutely. And thank you to everyone who's come on, because it's been really cool to learn so much about so many different players and people in the soccer community. And I just feel like everyone we talk with, I want to just be friends with them afterwards. Like, they're all just so cool. So thank you for everyone who's been on. And we're going to be doing a giveaway for 3 pairs of cleats for 3 of our amazing listeners. So check in the description of this episode to find out how to enter. All right, guys. So we always end our podcast with some rapid fire. So we decided to do our own rapid fires, and we didn't share with each other. So it'll make it extra fun. We'll go off the cuff and we'll just bop around. So Alana, you want to start?
All right, sure. I'll start with a one that's a little geared towards our business, just to maybe have a story time.
Mine are very not.
Okay, so a lot of mine are random too. Yeah, the questions got weirder and weirder as I but to start off pretty standard, what is your favorite video that we've ever filmed together?
Well, so I actually was thinking about this video the other day because I looked at my toenails and I was just disgusted. So the video where we were at, I think it's what, I forget what it's called. Soccer Girls at a Nail Salon, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was when we were at Adam Broderick's Nail Salon, and they let us use the entire back room to film. And we used the most props that we have ever used in a video. We had, like, we were the nail technicians working on the soccer girls in the video. So we had weed whackers, cheese graters. What else did we have?
We had wigs on. That's an underrated video. We should
never. Whenever I think about that video, I think that we were part of someone's weirdest work day ever. And I feel so bad for every employee that was involved in that and stood by and watched. I actually can't believe we had the balls to do that.
That was
we brought a blowtorch into the nail salon. And that is definitely a flammable place. Like, we shouldn't have had a blowtorch.
That was pretty dangerous. I would say that's a really good one. I didn't even think of that. And probably if I thought about it more, I'd come up with more. But I think my favorite one was the one where we tested out the headphones. It was like one of our first sponsored videos. And you guys were throwing products on me. We had to do it in one take to show
them waterproof headphones.
But you guys decided to throw all the stuff at the same time.
Well, so we were conveniently moving out of that place, and we had a lot of things in our fridge that we needed to get rid of. So there were a lot of liquids. I think there was like soup,
orange juice
we threw at you. I gotta throw that video back.
And just something else.
Who even knows if those headphones exist?
Something was like curdled and smelly. And then like I had to shower, so we'd ended the video like with me popping my in the shower.
And at the end of the day, I think the headphones really did work.
Yeah, they did.
Right? They went through it all. I think we were paid $50 to do that video.
That was so good. Oh, Alana, do you have one for this one?
Well, you know what? It's not maybe not the like my favorite that we've ever filmed, but one of the most genuine, real videos we ever filmed is when we asked our listeners to send us the picture of their worst soccer injuries, and then we blind reacted to all the images. And I just have never, I don't know what I was expecting going into it, but I have never been so blown away and disgusted by something in my life. That was the most genuine reaction video I think we ever did.
That's a great one.
Wasn't there like a broken shin or something crazy?
Shit that would get us banned off of Instagram if we put it up there now. It was so, so repulsive. Oh my God.
Soccer girls go through a lot.
For sure. All right, Carl, you want to go?
Sure. This is not soccer all probs related. What was your last impulse buy? Something that within seconds after seeing it, you bought it.
Oh, I just did this to something.
And if you need me to go first, I can.
Yeah, you tell us. What was yours?
Okay. I bought a couch cleaner, like those like vacuums that wet the couch and then suck everything up.
Yeah.
That was bought really quickly.
The reason I'm having a hard time answering is because I am the biggest like basic ass customer for Instagram ads. Like I'll click through to anything. My email's probably in 1,000 different companies' things because I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, that looks cool. I'll buy it.
Do you add yourself to the email list and wait, or do you buy immediately?
I usually put it in my cart on Instagram and then sometimes I send a coupon or something. Yeah. God, I've bought some dumb stuff.
You're our worst nightmare because we don't can't read these people.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really tough one. I'm not really an impulse buyer. I think everything I buy is very practical.
I think I did just impulse buy a pair of sweatpants, which is literally the last thing that I need to be buying more. Like I need to be steering my life away from sweatpants, but I impulse buy a pair of sweatpants and it was a success. You never know when you're getting clothing, if it's coming from some factory and it's like sized for a child, you have no idea, but
that's true.
I committed.
All right. Another question for you guys. What is a world record you have a shot at beating?
Oh man.
It's a hard one.
Oh my gosh.
I think I honestly would have a chance if there was like a world record for like the most hours of just continuous snacking. Like I can't eat, like, I mean, I can eat pretty big volumes of food, but like there is no, I don't ever hit the point where I'm like, I'm going to close this bag of cheese pretzels and put them away. Like I'll just keep going. I'll open the next bag. I feel like I could go full 24 hours at least.
That's a really good one. I feel like you always have a cup of something or like a handful of something.
In my pockets. I put candy in my pockets. Yeah,
that is a good one because I feel like it's like people would probably watch that if it was live streamed for hours. Like, and it's just you just continue.
I eat while I coach. I eat while I work out. Like I'm just like snacking like every, like when people would normally sip water, I'm taking a snack. To the face.
It's so impressive because you're so fit. I mean, it's fueling. It's working for you. I'm not good at a lot. I mean, it's going to be something I'm not good at. Like.
I watched the funniest video. This is a really good sidebar. And this guy learned that there was a world record for the fastest that anyone's ever drank a Capri Sun. And he sat in his car, he bought a pack of Capri Suns and he's like, I can do this. And it was like 10 seconds, but that was including ripping the straw off and stabbing into the thing and then sucking the whole Capri Sun. And he went through like 8 Capri Suns and he came really close to it. But I feel like there's a lot of weird world records that if you tried hard enough, you could beat it.
I feel like I can drink things really fast. It probably can't like that for me.
Shannon, you can drink coffees faster than anyone I've ever known.
Like eat something like or drink like a slushy or something.
Oh yeah. That would definitely be a good one for you.
Yeah, that would probably be one.
All right, got a question. You just played a full soccer game, a morning soccer game, but it was like 90 degrees out. You sweat your absolute brains out. Would you rather spend the entire rest of the day still in the same sweaty sports bra from that game or with your shin guards on for the whole rest of the day?
Not even a question. Shin guards for sure. I get like a rash with my sports bra.
Have you ever gotten a rash on your shins? Because I have too. Oh, that's hard. They both smell so bad.
They're both so uncomfortable. There's so much relief to take both those items off.
Yeah, so much.
I think I would probably keep my shin guards on because it would be further away from my face. Maybe I wouldn't smell it as much. And I would be comfortable not having a sports bra on.
Yeah, I vote that.
Ugh. Okay, so it's your wedding day. Would you rather both wear captain's bands on your arms, have your vows start with my captain, oh captain, or would you rather take all of your wedding photos with extremely bad tan lines?
The fucking captain band. You did the tan lines.
So yeah, I would do the tan lines, easy.
Shannon, no, I'm talking like like really bad t-shirt tan line. You're having those photos.
I don't want to wear captain's band. I'm going tan.
Wait, line. Is the captain band just for the ceremony or is it
that? It's for the ceremony because it's like part of the ceremony. So,
okay. But can I party at the reception without it?
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that. I'm doing the captain's band. I like the, oh, captain, my captain. That's a solid opener for the vows.
I'm dying. I hope somebody does it. I really
That is the best question. That is, I don't even know how your brain came up with that.
I don't know.
All right. What is your spirit animal?
I have a really hard time separating my spirit animal from like my favorite animal.
Right. That is hard.
That is hard. Yeah. I asked Billy, but I feel like Billy and I spoke about this recently, but I can't remember. He was a deer and I don't know what I was. I might be a bear. I think I'm a bear. I love hibernating, like just being home, eating, like being like cozy. And I just feel like that's just me.
Nice.
You can go up Staten Island on someone if you're in a second.
If someone pisses me off and they're on my trail, I will.
I was gonna say a raccoon for like the reason that, well, number one, they're like trash pandas, they'll eat whatever, but like you can either like domesticate them and like make them really like cute and cuddly at home, or they're like feral and infested with rabies, and I feel like that's like a good balance, you know.
I've never
hidden that we found on the side of the street that had rabies.
Oh, they're so cute.
That's why you bonded so well with that one.
Yeah. Oh, those cats.
Feral meets feral.
The cat that we found that had rabies.
Those cats were something else. All right. On the same category of animals, what is the weirdest animal that's ever run on the field while you're playing soccer?
I'm pretty sure we had, remember when we played Hofstra, the squirrel or the rabbit ran on the field. Do you guys remember? Alana, I'm pretty sure you were still on the team.
Yeah, I do remember that. A wild turkey run on the field at Fairfield while we were practicing.
That's great.
Yeah. They're a lot meatier than you'd think. That's a solid medium-sized animal. I was a little freaked out.
Yeah.
Especially when we let them live on campus for so long.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of all the videos of like the dogs running on the field and then everyone trying to catch them. And they think you're playing with them. So they're just like sprinting so far away from you. If you can listen to one song on repeat for the rest of your life, like if it was the only thing you can listen to on Spotify.
My answer would definitely change like week to week. But in this moment, it is Ready to Be Loved by Lizzo. That is just like such a feel good, dancey, boppy. I can listen when I'm sitting doing computer work. I can listen to it when I'm working out.
That's a good one. Right
now. That's a good song because I know it would ruin it for me. Because any song you listen to that much, it would be like, but there's got to be like one or two songs that I just hum all the time.
There's got to be a song when it comes on and you never get it.
Okay. I would do On the Road Again, Willie Nelson, because when we did our cross country trip, every time we got in the car, we would play it. And then every time we were like about to like, you know, get to our destination, we would play it. And it became very annoying, but we still loved it. We're like, oh, this song sucks.
That is a rough choice.
But yeah. You forced yourself to listen to it. I love it. Mine would be Sweet Disposition by The Temper Trap. I don't know if you guys have seen 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good bop.
That song I think is the most played on my phone. So I feel like it just makes sense for me.
It used to be like my alarm when I woke up in the morning. It's a little gentle.
That's such a nice song.
What's your favorite Disney character?
All right. I don't know if this is Disney or not. This is probably not Disney, but Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Oh my God, I love Sully.
I want him to be a real thing that I can hug. Like I want him to
James P. Sullivan. I love that guy.
That's not Disney though, but that's my answer.
That counts.
I just watched Monsters. I was watching Monsters University. So
never get sick of that.
No. Let's see. Yeah, that's Pixar, I think, but it still counts.
Whatever it's counting.
Disney. I always like the secondary, like I always like the sidekick animals.
Yeah,
like dragon, Mushu in Mulan.
Such a good one.
Like I feel like I'll go with that one, but it could be the raccoon in, or the pug in Pocahontas, like the funny animals.
So solid. I think I would pick the old man from Up because I just love like that guy. He's so cute.
Remember such a good
one. Krunk from Emperor's New Groove.
He is fantastic.
All right. What is one sport that you wish you were elite at? Elite.
No, I like, wish I was really good at surfing. That would be cool. Be
yeah, really that's a good party trick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could I say soccer?
You could say soccer. Dare I say?
Yeah. Or volleyball. Volleyball is so cool and fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what's a cool sport that like it's cool when you're good at it.
Yeah.
Tennis is also like that. Like I would love to be good at tennis. I'm trash at tennis.
It's hard. I feel like it's golf. Like you really have to practice and practice and practice.
Yeah. I don't even wish I was good at golf.
No, I know. I keep trying. I keep buying skirts and things that will
help you. That'll make you play better.
Literally, always like, I'll buy you a skirt or a dress. I'm like, it's not going to help the case. I have so many. I'm just not going. Because I have this fear that I'm not going to be dressed appropriate. That's why. It's not about wearing the dresses. It's like, I feel like I won't be wearing the right thing at the golf course. Because we just wear sweats all the time.
I could feel that. Yeah. That's when you like, don't know how to dress for a wedding. So you don't know how fancy it's going to be or not. Yes. Like that's the same vibe.
It's like an anxiety that I have.
It's funny.
What's the most ridiculous fashion trend you've ever participated in?
Chokers. Remember when we were like they were like tight and they were like plastic.
Yep. Oh my God. I'm dying.
I still love a good choker to this day, but I'm not going to pull it back out.
That's a good one. I think sixth or seventh grade, I tried to wear leg warmers with flip flops. Did you guys do that?
No.
Yeah, me either.
I think that sounds so ugly.
Hilary Duff or Lindsay Lohan wore leg warmers in a movie. And I was like, I'm going to get leg warmers. And like every year when I would go like back to school, I'm like, I'm reinventing myself. I'm going to be so fashionable. And then I would go in and idiot. Like the time I asked my hairdresser to cut my hair like Mandy Moore, but she got it wrong and it was someone else. And I had like a
hair like this. Oh shit.
You definitely showed her a picture of someone else. Like it was probably not
Mandy Moore, man. She did someone else.
What a fool. I would say the bump it for me, because I also carried that over into college a little bit.
You were bump
it. My hair like in a ponytail would have a natural bump it. Yeah. Which people pay good money for.
They do.
So
not anymore.
Jokes on you.
That's so funny. What's the movie you quote the most?
I feel like at least once a week I quote Bridesmaids when I'm like, shit, that's fresh, when she drinks the lemonade. That comes out of my mouth there. But that's like the only line I'll pull from that movie, but I say it a lot.
I quote so many movies, I feel like. I can't. Like randomly.
Didn't you guys also always used to quote like Anchorman?
Oh yeah, that would be one. Oh, you know what? I just watched Bruce Almighty because I'm crushing like all the movies in the 90s or wherever year that was, like back in the day. And like there's lines from that movie that I even have quoted. And yep. I didn't realize
it was that.
Yeah. Like that's the way the cookie crumbles, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like that.
That's so true. Yeah, I feel like that's a good one. And also, I feel like any like early 2000s, 90s Adam Sandler movies.
Yes. Billy Madison.
Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy.
Deeds. Those are all on my list to crush in the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, finish this phrase. The way to my heart is, I would say Sour Patch Kids for myself.
I was gonna say, for me, it's candy. A variety of candy, but yeah, sweets.
Oh, the way to my heart is a head rub, like when
like a scratch.
Rub the head. Yeah, I mean, I want to like find a local person nearby who just does that, but I don't know if it exists. Yeah. It's gonna be like on Craigslist,
and you're gonna get
at someone's house. But I would pay good money to have just someone just rub my head.
I think that's a really good one, and also maybe like a good tree. Like we used to cry looking at good trees, you know,
like the foliage.
Yeah. Like the foliage, or you love the cherry blossom, like seeing a good tree. Like I love the big willow ones, you know?
Yeah. Like, there is just something about it. Captures the soul.
All right. We've done a lot of traveling as a business. What is the worst airline?
Who did I tweet out?
Oh, can I just American Airlines.
Let's rewind. There was a hurricane and no flight could fly out because there was a freaking hurricane. And we were so mad at this airline for canceling.
It wasn't just that they canceled. It was that they just continually kept delaying 30 minutes at a time.
Yeah, it was infuriating.
Cancel our flight.
Like, they could know when the hurricane will be moving.
They knew. They just didn't want to cancel because they'd have to refund us then.
We tweeted them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure American Airlines or Delta. I feel like recently I messaged Delta from our Twitter account. All right. Are you a person who jumps in the pool or puts your toe in first?
Oh my!
I dip my toe to dip make your sure. Toe?
And dip I go my toe, and it's the worst decision ever.
Please dip in your toes.
No. And then once I'm in, I have to build the courage to go fully to my neck.
Yes. Waste to get my tits under the water.
That's why you got to jump in and you don't have to deal with that struggle.
Oh. Cannon, you're right.
We're not disagreeing with you.
All right. This is another easy one. Object you misplace the most.
The scissors. Like, I literally go through a weekly like scavenger hunt to find the scissors in my apartment. I don't even use them that often. I mean, I must be, but I always put them under under things. I don't know why.
Alana, mine is the same exact one, and we bought 10 scissors and I can't find any of them. Because it was a pack. It was like a pack of scissors. I mean, it was a little over the top. Yeah. But I keep losing them. I keep losing them and I have to find it. So I need 10 scissors.
Oh my God.
Don't know where any of them are though.
Okay. All right, I know the answer for these, but maybe our listeners don't. What's the dumbest way you've ever hurt yourself?
The answer. Oh, yeah.
Crockpot to the face. Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh. That's so scary just thinking about that.
You know where my crockpot is right now? It's above the fridge. Same spot.
Never learn. You never learn. It's going to hit you right in the face. Never learn. Did you full on break your nose from that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still can they fix it and I still cannot breathe out of the left nostril.
Honestly, that was so scary. I'm so happy you didn't hit your brain.
I was so mad. We had a soccer game that night. I remember FaceTiming Carly. I was like, I can't go to the game.
You like couldn't even see anything. Your face was so blown up. Oh my God. I think for me, I'm pretty sure I like, I missed an entire soccer tournament because I slept weird with my neck and I pulled my neck muscle. We won the tournament and I was in the photos with just regular clothes on.
Oh,
and I couldn't play.
That sounds like an old man injury.
Literally, I was so, I'm like, I'm not even injured from a sport. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. I was sprinting and caught my pinky in my pocket and broke it. Yep, pockets are dangerous.
Are you seeing those?
And I will go and say at the gym that I coach at, that has happened to several other kids.
Really?
Yeah, it's really dangerous to sprint with pocketed shorts.
That's good. I hope if anyone leaves this pocket, it's a lesson.
You learned one thing.
Don't run with pockets.
Exactly.
And we'll end on that note. Thank you guys for listening. 200 episodes. We hope for another 200 awesome more episodes. So we appreciate it. And thanks for staying with us on this journey.
Yeah. Tell us any other pros that you want.
Yeah.
Just have a little convo with, because we're going to try to just crash through the entire NWSL. We want to learn all about all the players, but let us know if you have any favorites you'd love to hear from.
I love that. Yeah. NWSL or any league, any player. That'd be
awesome. We'll slide into their DMs.
Yeah. We have no shame. We'll keep sliding. Bye.
All right. Bye guys.
Bye.